This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time.
It's time for Scrap Guy Solutions with your host, Jeremy Miller. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. I'm Jeremy Miller, your local scrap and trash guy, and also the host of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. We are coming to you from Miller Scrap and Disposal Studio here in beautiful Winona, Minnesota. There are tons of podcast options available, and we want to thank you for listening to this one. The goal of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast is to help you, our listeners, make things happen. And in this episode, we interview a young entrepreneur who is doing just that, making things happen right here in Winona, Minnesota. Before we get to the interview with River Rapinski and learn more about how he started a speech and debate team at Winona State University from the ground up, I want to take a moment to say thank you to our veterans. We recently celebrated Veterans Day, but truly, we should recognize and show appreciation to our veterans and their families every single day. We live in the greatest country in the world, and we owe a tremendous amount of gratitude to our veterans for protecting our freedom. To celebrate our veterans, Miller Scrap and Disposal will donate a portion of all proceeds from every new customer who signs up for Miller Disposal's local trash service during the month of November, and we're going to make that donation to our local VFW. That's right, we're going to donate a portion of all proceeds from new Miller Disposal customers to the Winona VFW during the month of November. You can sign up at millerscrap.com or call 507-452-2067. We are proud to support our community, we're proud to support our veterans, and we are proud to be your hometown hauler. In this episode of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast, we interview River Rapinski. River has had a tremendous amount of success on speech and debate teams in high school and now in college. After graduating from Cotter High School, he left town for his freshman year of college at Minnesota State University, Mankato. But after that first year of college, he felt a calling to come back home and join the speech and debate team at Winona State University. However, Winona State didn't have a speech and debate team, so River decided to start one. That's right, River started a speech and debate team at Winona State University from the ground up. He is recruiting team members, raising money, scheduling tournaments, finding judges, arranging transportation, booking hotel rooms, and everything else that needs to be done in order to start and manage a college speech and debate team. Additionally, he earned his captain's license to help navigate his family business, the Winona Tour Boat, which provides narrated boat tours on the Mississippi River right out of Winona, Minnesota. Without further ado, let's get to the interview with River Rapinski. I am super excited for this episode of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast because we have a young local guy in the podcast studio who is making things happen right here in Winona, Minnesota. River Rapinski, welcome to the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast.
Hey, Jeremy. It's amazing to be here. Thank you for having me on the podcast today.
We are so appreciative of you being here because you are doing some pretty cool things here in Winona, specifically at Winona State University. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about how you got interested in speech and debate.
I think it has to go back to my time at St. Stan's. I was recommended to join the speech and debate team by one of my childhood friends. And once I joined, I mean, I took it off running. I joined the category of humorous interpretation and acting event, and I quickly rose to the rank of a junior captain, then normal captain, eventually becoming a senior captain, where I was tasked with coaching a couple of fifth and sixth graders. And I remember coaching Drew, and that was quite a lot of fun and one of my highlights from my time at Cotter.
Well, it was certainly something really cool. Drew had come home from speech practice and said, "Hey, Mom and Dad, like, you guys got to meet River. He's awesome. He's my speech coach." And he was just so pumped up about it. And He was excited to go to speech because he had the opportunity to work with you. And for that, I'm so appreciative of all the time and effort that you put in to help Coach Drew and the others. You really were a leader and a mentor on the speech team at Cotter. And I'll be honest, I had never seen a speech meet, right? That's what it's called, a speech meet. Is that what they're called? Okay, so I'd never been to a speech meet until Drew started participating in speech a few years ago, and I had the opportunity, of course, to watch Drew and watch him grow thanks to a lot of your coaching, but also had the opportunity to watch you perform what is a speech? What do you do in a speech meet?
I'd say it's an element of performance, definitely. There's also an element of advocacy, where you try to raise your voice and bring about issues that people should care about through the lens of either acting or persuasion.
Sure. So it was so cool to see you and the others participating in these speech meets. It was just a really cool experience, especially for someone like myself who had heard of speech meets but had never been to one. So you had a lot of success at Cotter and won some pretty big competitions. Tell us a little bit about some of the success that you had at Cotter.
One of my crowning achievements was going to the National Speech and Debate Association's big national tournament. We call it basically the Super Bowl of speech meets. They take the best of the best from each of about 50 districts across the nation. They take the top three in each of the 10 or so events. And then they compete them all against each other. When I went, it was in Iowa, in Des Moines, and I would say it was one of my favorite high school experiences, getting to see everyone's different speeches, getting to go up and give my own humorous acting speech. And I truly loved it.
That's so cool. We got Big Jer in the podcast studio with us too. He may chime in with a question here or there. So after Cotter, you graduated from Cotter 2 years ago, so 24. Graduated from Cotter 2024. Then your first year of school, you left Winona and went to, I call it Mankato State University. My wife went there, but the official name is Minnesota State University Mankato. You spent a year there. Were you involved in the speech team when you went to Mankato?
Yes, I was recruited for their speech and debate team. I got a pretty nice scholarship to go and compete with them.
Folks, I sincerely apologize for that little technology glitch that we had there. And instead of having River come back in to re-record, I figured I would just share a little bit about what he said, or at least summarize what he said. And he was talking about attending Minnesota State University Mankato during his freshman year of college on scholarship for the speech and debate team. After his freshman year, he felt a calling to come back to Winona, so he transferred to Winona State University. His father had recently been elected to the Minnesota House of Representatives, so he decided to help fill in on the Winona tour boat, their family business, when his dad was gone at the Capitol or involved in other meetings. However, Winona State didn't have a speech and debate team. So, what do you think River did?
Sorry about that.
No worries.
So you got called back to Winona, but no speech and debate team at Winona State University. So what do you do, River, if there's no speech and debate team?
Well, you got to start your own.
Start your own, and that's exactly what you did. So tell us about that.
It has definitely been a test of patience. There is quite a lot of hoops to jump through in order to get a club started at Winona and in order to get funding from Student Senate. However, being able to compete with the people that have been helping grow this team, being able to travel to South Dakota and heading up to Mankato State University about 2 weeks from now, it's been a very rewarding experience.
So not only has it been a rewarding experience, but tell us a little bit about how do you go about starting a speech and debate team at a school, not a new school. Obviously, Winona State's been around since, 1858, a long time. But how do you start a new team at a university, like a well-established university at Winona State? So you got to raise money. You got to recruit folks to be on that team. You got to sign up for tournaments. You got to figure out how you get from Winona to those tournaments. There's a lot for someone to take on to start a new speech and debate team. So what are all the details that you had to work on to get this team started?
It is a lot of emails. I will tell you, having to build a network of people to help support the team as it develops, finding academic advisors, finding potential judges for tournaments, and just helping people build the awareness of this program takes a lot of networking and a lot of emails to get started.
So the speech team, speech and debate team at Winona State gets some funding from the Student Senate. Not a lot, I understand. What, maybe $500? Is that what it was, give or take?
We get about $500 a year. Next year, we would get about $1,000 and then $1,500 after that.
So you get $500 this year to start a speech and debate team, but yet in reality, the cost to run and maintain a speech and debate team is much more than $500. So how are you making up the difference, and what are some needs for the speech team, and how can folks in the community potentially help out or contribute to the speech and debate team at Winona State University?
Great question. It certainly takes a lot of money to get us traveling and get us going to tournaments. The biggest thing we've been doing at the moment is just finding ways to cut costs. I know I've personally had to develop or to donate some of my own money to this program so that we can go and compete. I know my dad has been using some of his Hyatt rewards points so that we can get cheaper hotel rooms. But as we go towards Mankato, there's not a lot of opportunities to do that. So we're looking towards staying in some Mankato natives' basements and helping people or getting help from people just that I know from my time at Mankato. The biggest limiting factor for us right now is funding. The Winona community can help us with funding by either directly donating to our program, just cutting a check to Winona State University, or by donating their time. If they're willing to come up to, let's say, Mankato State University with us for a weekend, we'd put them up in a hotel room and they would judge a speech and debate tournament. By judging, one judge would, honestly, it'd cut our cost by about $150 per person that decides to come support our program. So the more people we try to find and the bigger of the network that we try to get, our program will be much better when it comes to stability in the future.
Speaking of stability, how much does the speech and debate team need to raise in order to have a sufficiently funded team at Winona State University?
The number I'm shooting for right now is about $5,000. $5,000 isn't just going to get us to the 7 or 8 tournaments that we're looking at during the main season, but I'm pretty sure it'd also get us directly to nationals down in Missouri this year, 2026. By getting us down to nationals, we would be able to bring much more light and spotlight to our team, allowing us to do more recruitment, allowing us to just have more opportunity for competition, and bring us to be a better, more stable position.
So what you're telling me is basically an annual budget of about $5,000 would get the speech and debate team where they need to be to fund all the speech meets that you're looking to go to. That would also get you to the National Speech and Debate Tournament in Missouri in March of 2026. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So we have about 5 or 6 months to help the speech and debate team raise some money here. And then that would also mean that you guys aren't self-funding the team, meaning putting your own money into the program.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Big Jer, any questions from you? Maybe you want to mention the Winona Post article that you recently saw?
I read where you guys did pretty good last week or the week before.
Yeah, so River, there was a recent article in the Winona Post that we understand. Big Jer showed it to me this morning, actually, that the Winona State University speech and debate team had your first tournament in South Dakota. And you guys did very well. Tell us about that first tournament.
We went to Brookings, South Dakota to compete at South Dakota State University. It's called the Jackrabbit Joust. Their mascot is a jackrabbit. It was quite a lot of fun. We stayed about an hour away in a Hyatt hotel because my dad has a bunch of rewards points.
Thank you, Dad.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. We were able to go and bring 2 debate teams and 4 speech events. 2 debate teams, myself and someone from another school, and another team from the Winona area. And then we brought 4 speech events. We did impromptu speaking, where you're given 7 minutes to talk about some topic, and then extemporaneous speaking, where you're given 30 minutes to research and write a 7-minute speech about a topic. These differ from the prep time. In impromptu speaking, it's 7 minutes total, including all of your prep time. Extemporaneous speaking, you have 7 minutes with 30 minutes of time to prep.
So cool. And how did the team do? Like, I think you guys took first in one of the events, didn't you?
Yes. In extemporaneous speaking, we took a tournament championship spot, which was absolutely amazing. It gives us a bit more of legitimacy for our program and shows that we're not just there to go and be there. We're there to go and compete and bring out the name of Winona State.
You're there to compete. You're there to bring out the name of Winona State University, and you're there to win, baby. I absolutely love it. Win your first tournament. Just start the Speech and Debate Club, and you guys go to Brookings, South Dakota. First time competing as a team, brand new program, and win the championship in one of the what is it, topics or what? So they're different. What different?
Different categories.
Categories. That's the word I was looking for. So you win in one of the categories, and then you did well in some of the other ones as well, right?
Yes. We had in debate, we had a 3rd place speaker award, which isn't like they go and they do the whole bracket thing. They take the best speakers judged against everyone else in a round and take those and rank them against each other. So one of our speakers got 3rd place. And then the 2nd day, we also had another 5th place extemp speaker. So it was broken up into a tournament on the 1st day and a tournament on the 2nd day as well. And it was just a lot of fun going and seeing how each day differed.
How many teams competed in this?
I want to say there were about 17 different schools.
That's great.
Teams from Mankato, there was a couple teams from University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Ohio State University was represented there. Some very big names in the speech world were at this tournament. And it was good to see how all of these schools kind of interacted and how Winona State was able to almost insert itself into the dynamic there.
Not only competing with the big boys, but taking 1st place in one of the categories. And before we hit the record button, River, you were telling me a little bit about the next tournament and the 2v2 category. And I know 2v2 from playing football with my boys in the front yard or playing basketball two on two. But tell us, what is 2v2 when it comes to a speech and debate category?
2v2 debate, sometimes called parliamentary debate or parley, is a debate event where you're given a topic and assigned a side, either to say yes to the topic, to affirm it, or to say no to the topic, or negate it. You're given 15 minutes to prep a series of arguments, saying either yes or no to respond to that topic. Sometimes it's a question like, or a statement like, is the United States federal government going to continue to be shut down through November? Something like that. One side says yes, one side says no, and there's alternating time slots of about 8 minutes where each side gets to come up and speak.
So the 8 minutes, but tell us about the prep time, and then you were telling me that you can't do any research online, and you can maybe look up a definition in a dictionary?
Oh, yeah. You're only allowed to have a dictionary to go into those 15 minutes of prep. So oftentimes you're not allowed to use any internet access, or you're not allowed to look up any sources. So the only thing you're supposed to have is what you can remember about recent news articles you've read. So it helps develop people's memorization skills. It also helps develop their almost political literacy as they have to look at things from an outside view and examine both sides of a debate.
That is incredible. No computer, no smartphone. You just go in there, maybe a dictionary, and then your memory, and that's what you have. Where is this next tournament, and how many teams will be participating, and how many students is Winona State sending?
The next tournament coming up is another 2v2 debate tournament, parliamentary, in Bethany Lutheran College, Mankato.
Okay.
It's called the Parliamentary League of the Upper Midwest. Last time they had this, there was about 4 schools. Winona State was represented there. Next time, I believe there's going to be about 6 schools with about, I want to say, 10 2v2 teams all competing against each other.
I got a question. You mentioned recruiting.
Oh, yeah, recruiting.
Okay, what's entailed in recruiting for a speech team?
The biggest recruitment thing we've done so far is the club fairs that Winona State has had. We've also done a lot of things on Instagram to help promote our program on the social media side of things. Recruiting is certainly a limiting factor, but we have about 7 people right now, and I'd say that's a pretty good number for what we're offering. If more people get involved, we'd have to kind of reassess our goals, but at the same time, I'd love if more people got involved. It means more voices for us to bring out to the limelight.
Well, River, one of the things that we like to do here at Miller Scrap and Disposal, being a multi-generational family business that is here to support our customers, is also to support our community. And giving back to the community and doing whatever we can to help out is very important to us. We will certainly look to make a contribution to the speech and debate team, and we hope others will join us. I see that you're wearing a t-shirt there. If a local company does want to sponsor the Winona State speech and debate team, I will put a link to your email address in the show notes so people can get in touch with you. But what are some of the sponsorship opportunities for the team? What would that look like?
Social media posts will be the most direct thing that we'll be doing. But if someone helps fund our program, we are looking into making a new set of t-shirts that have whatever program names have been sponsoring us on them. We're also looking into adding little taglines for each program. So if you give us a contribution, we'll put Miller's Scrap and Disposal. We clean up the competition. Or some other
little tagline. We like that one. That might be worth... Big Jer might up the contribution for that. What we hope to accomplish by this podcast, River, is we want to do whatever we can to help support the Winona State University speech and debate team. Certainly, we'll make a contribution to the team from Miller Scrap and Disposal, and we hope others in the community will join us because we are super impressed with what you're doing. And this podcast is all about people making things happen, and like to focus on people making things happen in our community. And River, you certainly are someone who is making things happen right here in Winona and starting this new speech and debate team. So we congratulate you. We wish you the very best. We are excited and proud to support your efforts and support the rest of the team. And it looks like Big Jer has a couple things he wants to say.
Yeah, it's kind of personal for you. You don't see the name River around as a name for a person too much. How has that first name, I know my first name influenced me some ways, some good, some bad. Has that influenced anything you do or how you think? I think it's a great first name, and I know where it came from. So.
Well, I started my work as an employee, not doing speech, but rather working with my dad on the Winona tour boat, where we had the joke that I was named River because my mom couldn't spell Mississippi. Now, working on a tour boat has given me quite a lot of opportunities, and by doing speech, working in the tourism business has also helped that as well.
Good.
I've recently gotten invited to submit an application to be a keynote speaker for a national tourism conference down in, I want to say, Ohio next year. So that was an interesting thing that someone thought of me to speak about tourism.
Well, speaking of the Winona Tour Boat Company, right? Is that what it's called?
Winona Tour Boat.
Winona Tour Boat. Speaking of the Winona Tour Boat, not only are you helping out your mom and dad with this awesome small business here in Winona, but recently got your captain's license. Is that correct?
Yes, captain's license is. It's technically called a merchant mariner's credential, but everyone in the biz calls it a captain's license.
Yeah, for the rest of us that don't know what the other thing means, are a captain of a tour boat right here in Winona. And let's give the Winona tour boat a plug. Tell us a little bit about what the Winona tour boat does and how you're involved with the family business.
We often run 90-minute sightseeing tours where we go up from our port down in the levee of the Winona area. And we go up to Lock and Dam 5A and back through the backwaters of Mississippi, looking at things like wildlife, infrastructure, economics, and just what river life is like on the Mississippi River. So by going through in the backwaters, seeing what river life is like, we give a different view of the Winona area, one that the non-river person might not know.
And your dad has shown me some really cool pictures of some of the wildlife, especially the eagles. And I am a huge fan of eagles. I love seeing bald eagles. What are some of the other things that have been fan favorites on the tour boat?
We've seen a lot of baby eagles, a lot of newborns still in their nests, a lot of things like beaver, muskrat, some dead fish floating on top of the water as well. We also see a lot of cranes, and I'm forgetting the word for the wildlife, the blue one.
Blue heron?
Yes. We also see a lot of blue heron.
So cool. Well, folks, we have River Rapinski here, a Winona guy who is making things happen in Winona. Not only did he start the speech and debate club at Winona State University, speech and debate club or speech and debate team? What are we calling it?
It's a team.
It's a team. The speech and debate team. He's a river boat captain. He is just making things happen here in Winona. And we are so appreciative of you coming in today, River. And again, super excited to see what the future holds for you and the Winona State University speech and debate team. And we are proud to support your efforts, and we hope others in the community will join us. So, River, thank you for being here, and thanks for all you do, my man.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. Thank you for supporting our program. And thank you for giving me this opportunity to come and bring light to our new team.
Absolutely. Thanks, my man.
Thank you.
It is so awesome to see young entrepreneurs making things happen, and that is exactly what River Rapinski is doing right here in Winona, Minnesota. Not only is he crushing it at speech and debate tournaments across the country, but he started a speech and debate team at Winona State University to give other students the opportunity to do the same. And starting a college speech and debate team is no easy task. But River is taking it in stride and making it happen. Not only that, but at 19 years old, he's also helping navigate his family's business by being a captain. That's right, a boat captain, and guiding the Winona Tour Boat, which provides narrated scenic tours on the Mississippi River. If you are inspired by River's story, like I was, and you would like to join Miller Scrap and Disposal in contributing to the Winona State University speech and debate team, I've included a link to River's email address in the show notes. Just get in touch with River, and he will share the different opportunities on how you can help get involved or help contribute to the speech and debate team. I also included a link to the Winona Tour Boat website, just in case you're interested in one of those river tours. That's it for this episode of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. Thank you for listening, and please subscribe to the podcast and consider giving us a 5-star review, a like, a thumbs up, and please share with others. There are tons of podcast options out there, and we appreciate you taking the time to listen to this one. And most importantly, make today your day. Figure out what you want, then get started, stick with it, and go make it happen. Until next time, peace out. King of the jungle, heart of a lion. 4, 3, 2, 1. Watch out, here I come. This is my time. I'm